Jacoby, I know you don't appreciate this topic or these questions, but Jerod Mayo said this morning that your performance wasn't good enough. Do you expect to start this week, or do you have some question as to your status?
Nope, I don't have any questions on that.
Okay. So you expect to start?
You
just
expect
to clarify
start?
Real quick?
Yeah.
It's out there. According to Rap Sheet, I don't see anybody else that's reporting this firms yet. Drake May has been named the Patriots starting quarterback for Week 6's game against the Houston Texans. Rap Sheet has it. Drake May, Mayday, this Sunday.
Andy Wright again.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
I believe this guy, we got this big news, he makes it all about himself. Andy Wright again. Look at me. Hi, everybody.
You and I both know if we don't promote ourselves, well.
That's true. That's a good point. Arcand also right again.
Yeah, let's go.
Host one and host two. Right.
Team Afternoon Show.
That is a good point. The news is out there, and we will see the debut. Not the debut of him on the field. He's been on the field before. We did see him against the Jets. We saw him in the preseason. I think that giving him a start and having him prepare the week, starting tomorrow, obviously, he's going to prepare the week as the starter for this Houston Texans team. And now I think, well, obviously he's going to be getting the lion's share of the reps. Is it going to go back to 70-30 now, or is he going to be like 95-5?
That will be telling. I think it should go 95-5, personally.
Because that's what it generally, I didn't just pull that out of nowhere.
You know.
When the 70-30 thing came out, they were like, well, generally what it is, the starter gets 95 and the backup gets 5. This is an unusual situation, 70-30. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go to 70-30 for percent. Like, you have to get this kid, literal kid, up to speed. 95, how about 100% of the
and
reps?
And it goes back to the Brady Bledsoe when Belichick said, it's not fair. I can't split the reps. I need to get
right.
Tom ready to play. So for the foreseeable future, he's getting all the reps kind of thing. I think Drake May needs all the reps. And honestly, I mean, part of the reason Jacoby played was because he was game ready, pro ready, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's been around the league a decade. And if he has to go back in and he doesn't have reps, what's the offense going to do? Suck? It has sucked so far.
Right.
Like, you can't suck much more than they have sucked on offense.
Oh, no, they might lose a game.
Right.
And not look so great on offense. Like, oh, no.
No, I think you need to give Drake May just about every rep in practice to give him the best chance to go out there and compete and put his best performance on the field with what he has to work with. And I do wonder, first of all, do you think there will be visual and audible evidence of Drake May starting? And what I mean by that is, last week was a late-arriving crowd at Gillette.
Yes.
There were a lot of empty seats.
Agreed.
Do you think there will be more full seats for pregame warm-ups? Will there be, when he runs on the field, is there going to be an audible, wow, Drake May's on the field type cheer? Will there be an excitement? Even Fitzy last week was talking about not disturbing the quiet, you know, tailgates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, will there be a buzz and energy in the air in Foxborough on Sunday?
I think there 100% will be.
Me too.
100% I think there will be. And I don't, you know, like, this may not be the beginning of some dynasty or anything like that, but based on just how bad things have gotten here in the last 2 years of Belichick and the start of this year and the way that it sort of just continues, another rebuild, here it goes. You finally get to see the beginning, the fruits of this rebuild, or at least the very beginning of it, because I still think you have a lot of work to do in this offseason and maybe offseasons beyond that. I don't think it's going to be a 1 or 2 year turnaround. So, yeah, this is something positive. This is something that, you know, fans can get excited for. This is not another week of Jacoby Brissett, who I feel bad dumping on him like this as much as we are, but his play out there, I mean, it was bad. He was not good. It was an unwatchable product, and now you have a chance to go out there and see not just a watchable product, we hope, but maybe a great quarterback in the making in the early days of that. That's exciting. That's an exciting prospect no matter who you are, how old you are, how long you've been following the team or anything. You may be watching the next big thing this Sunday.
And we do need to remember there's going – I almost wonder what are people expecting / what are people willing to accept.
Right.
When Fitzy and I come on a little after 4 for the Six Rings postgame show – what does Drake May have to do in order for those calls and those fans to be positive, to be meh, or to be negative? Like, what are the sort of the barometers? Because I would use, now this is an extreme example. I know that because the text line gets, I mentioned that Patrick Mahomes, when he was practicing behind Alex Smith, there were reports how good he looked.
Right.
And people were like, are you comparing May to Mahomes?
Yes, nope. Definitely. He's going to be exactly like Patrick Mahomes.
Just comparing a guy that practiced behind the scenes and there were reports and whispers of how he was doing. Same. So Caitlin Clark, who for all I know may go down as the greatest basketball player ever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, is that crazy to think?
It could happen.
Okay. She faced challenge. She was shooting terribly to start the WNBA season.
Yes.
She was getting pushed around. There were, you know what I mean? Like, even the greatest, maybe of all time.
You think she'll be better than like Jordan? Are you saying like best basketball player?
No,
period?
Women's basketball.
Okay,
right. No, I'm not. I would have no idea how to compare a male basketball player.
I'd have a hard time doing that too.
Crossing,
breaking records in their league. Yeah, like I could see something like that. But either way,
but I'm just saying she may be, and she struggled. Now she pulled it together quick and won almost unanimously or unanimously the Rookie of the Year award. She was an MVP finalist. That whole thing. But she had struggles early,
right.
And so even the greatest of the great are going to have struggles early. As Schefter said to us, Peyton Manning set the record with 28 interceptions, I believe, mm-hmm. his rookie year. There are going to be lumps, especially when we all think that everything around him is questionable at best.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe we all know
it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen it be bad.
So I just, like, even though we're excited, we want to see it, and it could change things for the better— I hope people don't have illusions of grandeur, as they say. Like, suddenly he's going to be C.J. Stroud.
Right.
Going to get in a shootout. Week one, he is C.J. Stroud of 2024. He's going to get in a shootout with him. Everybody's going to be better. Like, we're going to be talking about Tyquan Thornton like Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he lifts him up and, oh, my God, the rookie receiver's better. Tank Dell had, you know, well, we got Jalen Polk and Javon Baker and whatever. Like, that's unrealistic. Can we just take a few plays? Can we just take a few, like, as I said, maybe a drive?
Yeah.
How about a drive where he goes 4 of 7, they go 80 yards, there's a couple runs mixed in, it's like an 11-play drive, and he finishes with a 3-yard touchdown pass rolling out. I will be jumping up and down. I'll be happy. I'll be excited. I'll be thumbs up.
You'll have to call your physician.
Absolutely.
If that happens.
Because I've said to you, the only reason I've watched these games the last couple of weeks, or the second half, is because I had to go on the radio and talk about them immediately thereafter.
Right. Yeah. Red Zone was calling to me.
How about just hook me? I don't even care about stats or scoring or anything. If you hook me and make me say, oh, man, it's already 3:30. We've already watched this. Because the last couple weeks I've been like, holy crap, it's not the fourth quarter yet.
Mm.
We haven't started the fourth quarter yet. I want to go away. Just entertain me.
Yeah. How about this? They win the toss. They take the ball. Touchdown drive on the first drive. Now, all of a sudden, Houston's playing from behind.
Rich Keefe puppet gif coming out all over everywhere.
Like, imagine that. Like, just imagine an offense where that's even possible. Like, this is where we are right now.
You know what I'd also just take? This is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to preview people when it's stupid, except when I ask a question of Jacoby Brissett that I didn't know was going to be stupid when I said it. Let's just say he rolls out and throws all the way across the field 45 yards and it's picked off. I'll take it. It's kind of entertaining. I'll be like, yeah, maybe don't do that again.
Maybe
tweak that a little. But that's what I'm talking about. It's experience.
Get that out of your system.
Exactly.
Yeah, right,
get that out of your system. Okay. You know, remember the old clips of Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre? You done?
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah.
Start that process of you done. Put things away that you know you no longer want to try on an NFL field because they worked in the ACC and they're not going to work on an NFL field. Start that. I'll take that.
I wonder if Baker plays this weekend. Because all throughout the preseason, he was looking for Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Baker was kind of his guy.
Well, both of them.
He was building a rapport with Polk and Baker. There's chemistry there with those two guys. I wonder if maybe you see Baker this week because he's been a healthy scratch all season.
Wasn't Osborne a healthy scratch Sunday? So maybe they're already sort of
could be laying the foundation for that.
Osborne was dinged up, wasn't he? Wasn't he on the injury report?
I don't remember.
He's not very memorable.
He wasn't somebody who caught my eye if he was.
He was inactive, but I don't remember what the injury, if there was an injury.
I would be all for the rookies. Forget the rapport.
Yeah.
That's, to me, part of the process, too. Get them out there. They may not be perfect.
They need to learn, too.
Right.
Right.
And guess what? Again, it's not like you're sitting down a 100-catch, 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown receiver. Who are you sitting down? Kendrick Bourne, nice story, but he's not going to have a great year. Almost nobody comes off an ACL within a year and is back to themselves. Remember Cooper Kupp? It took, this was supposed to be the year he was looking like himself again.
He got banged up again.
Then he got banged up again. So, I mean, Kendrick Bourne, do I need him to get all the reps? Not really. I want Polk and Baker out there.
All right, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got lots of you waiting patiently here. We have one open phone line. If you'd like to jump on and grab it, let's start with Ray in Revere. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, guys, I'd like to draw a comparison to the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
They took a very different approach than we did. We were both terrible last year. We were adjacent to one another in the draft, except they went out and hired a real coach. They spent some money in the offseason, but I think the biggest difference was they went into San Francisco and found a GM, Adam Peters, paid him, and then he executed a far better draft than we did. Guys, he took the quarterback in the first round like us. But he found a starting cornerback in the second round, a starting left tackle in the third round, yep, one ahead of us when we stood flat-footed.
Yes, that's true.
And he found a starting wide receiver in the fourth round. Those are the four most highly paid positions in the field. And he got starters in the first draft. He's transformed the team. In my opinion, guys, the general manager is the most important job in the NFL, especially with the CBA where you get 4 years of control. I don't think that they got the right guy doing the job, and I'd like to see the Patriots do something like they did with Peters, where you go into a top-notch organization like Baltimore and Philadelphia and find a real GM protege to bring in here and run the next draft, because we're going to have a high pick.
Yeah, Ray, you might be right about that, but listen, they wanted someone they knew. They wanted someone that they knew that they were familiar with. They wanted someone they knew and were familiar with to be the head coach. The head coach wanted all the players he knew and was familiar with. It was a very conservative, very kind of safe offseason when it came to staffing the coaching staff, when it came to bringing in a GM, which they didn't even bring one in. They already had him here, and they promoted him. And it was either going to be him or Groh, and both of those guys were part of the reason, I would say, that the team's in the situation that it's in right now. But they're familiar. They knew who they were. I wonder if maybe there was some sort of idea like, wait, you know, you guys – You kind of owe us here. We're the only ones that would hire you. We're the only ones that would give you this type of title. We don't want somebody who's out and about trying to get the best offer here. We want someone we're familiar with and that we know and that we can work with. I think that had a lot to do with it on every aspect of this offseason. I think was just stunk of that the entire time.
So I don't disagree necessarily with their theory. Maybe flawed. I don't know if I love it. I think it's a little early to anoint Adam Peters,
Adam what?
Peters, a genius. I was going to say genius, and Peters and genius started to blend, and it was going to be penius. I don't know. It happens.
Stop digging in.
We all misspeak. I think it's a little early.
No one else on this show mispronounces any names.
No, it's never happened.
And then gets excited when they pronounce it right, and they're talking about a death. You really bounce back nicely on that.
Never happened. Right? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's a little early to anoint Adam Peters, interestingly, Peters, a genius, and like all his picks were great, and Elliot Wolf's an idiot, and all his picks are bad.
Right.
We already talked about, there are some people that believe Jacoby Brissett was the problem. And that immediately, Jalen Polk will look better, like a better second-round draft pick with Drake May on the field.
I'm kind of there.
Okay, yeah. So you might be thinking about some of these. Maybe Laydon Robinson is a much better pick than you think it is right now. Like, I have no idea if freaking Brandon Coleman is going to be a starting tackle for them forever. Like, it's too soon. Too soon to anoint any of this. Do they look like they did a better job? You know what's most important about them? Looks like Jaden Daniels is special.
Is a
special.
Yeah, exactly.
Special. He looks, even just his look and his air and the way he carries himself, and I know he's older.
He looks better than Stroud last year through five games.
Yes.
He looks better than most rookies ever through five games.
He looked better than people named Brady and Manning to begin their best seasons ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Not rookies.
Not rookie
seasons.
Years. Yep.
So, but I'm also not blind to the fact that he could blow out his knee and never be the same. Like,
yeah, RG3 looked good too.
Right. Like, we're jumping to these conclusions. Let's just stick with the here and the now and be really, really happy about Drake May, because I'm a little annoyed at all the people that seem to be enjoying the idea. He's going to suck. I can't wait till he rolls out and blows his ACL.
These people are not calling us, by the way.
Right.
Where are all you
tough
people,
guys?
It's your day, all right? Drake May's going in this Sunday. This is the worst thing that could happen, according to a lot of you out there. How come you're not calling and yelling about it? I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense to me. This is something you guys have all been consistent on, and you should continue to say it with your chest. Ten
Hate
toes.
Yep.
Let's hear it. 617-779, so we can yell at you. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls right after Brian tells you what's trending.
Adam Peened.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
I think that's obviously the goal, for myself and any rookie quarterback coming to the NFL, but also, I think it's a great opportunity for getting there and learn from the older guys, the other vets around there, and just put my best foot forward. I think, for me, just wanted to earn the respect of the guys and get to know them first. But obviously, all the stuff on the field will come after that. So looking forward to helping the Patriots anyway. Obviously, that's the goal.
That is the goal. We'll see that goal this Sunday. The Patriots putting Drake May in. As Rap Sheet reported, and it has been backed up now by Adam Schefter, who we just talked to, and several other people. No announcement, no formal announcement from the team yet. And I wonder what that's going to sound like. Is there going to be a press conference?
Well,
I mean, Mayo has his normal press conference. Is he going to do like a special thing here for Drake May?
No, I think tomorrow he'll probably lead off with, as you guys have probably already heard, we have decided to make a change at quarterback. We just felt at this point in time that Drake has improved in us enough to deserve an opportunity. Like something like that, then there'll be questions.
Yeah. How do you think those questions are going to go? Because there has not been a lot of consistency from this team.
No.
On what the plan would be and how it would be executed and everything else. So I feel like once, and maybe these got some beat writers here are a little salty about not getting the scoop. And I have a feeling this may not be, it may not be all sunshine and rainbows right away in this press conference tomorrow once Mayo has to start answering these questions, which are legitimate questions. I'm not going to look at it as a negative that they're going to do that. I think that it's their job and that they have to, but the lack of consistency and transparency, I think, all along is going to make this maybe a little less celebratory and a little bit more what took so long. Why did you guys say this and then do that? Why did this all happen this way?
I think there will definitely be why now. And then I think there will be, you've spoken all along about a very specific plan. Mm-hmm. So did you have this Houston Texan game week 6 as circled no matter what the record was? Like, I just feel like there's definitely going to be some pushback and some questions and some edge. And Gerard will have to dance a little bit. That's why you make the big bucks. That's why you're the head coach.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
You can pick a route. It can be talk too much, which has sort of been his approach at various times. It could be more Belichickian.
Mm-hmm.
We're just worried about trying to beat the Texans. There could be some of those phrases. You could focus on the positives of Drake May. We've seen him behind the scenes for a month and a half now. You all know he was trending in a really good direction in August, and he's continued to trend in that direction behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah. But I do think, pick a lane. Don't try to do all the things I just said. Don't try to be Belichick on one answer, then be you on another, then praise Drake on another. Like, be careful. And I also think he's going to get pushed on. Jacoby told the radio station on Monday that
told,
he planned
on
starting.
Host 1 and host 2 that he planned to start, yes.
They usually just say on the radio. On the radio, late Monday afternoon, he said he planned on starting. Then on an off day, it was reported that he wasn't starting. Did you meet with him? How did that go about? Why did it come out when the team hadn't even heard from you officially, when in week 1 you were all hell-bent on telling the team first? I think he's going to get pushed back on some of that, too.
Yeah,
there will be a lot of, the bulk of the press conference tomorrow will just be this. There won't be a lot of other topics addressed in that 15, 20, 25
minutes. Frankly, there shouldn't be, because it's not the media's job to say, hey, isn't it great that we got Drake May in the game now? Like, that's not what they're there for. They're not there to be cheerleaders.
What took
they're there
so
to ask
long?
Questions, right. And that's a legitimate question in and of itself. Speaking of legitimate questions, let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got full phones here, so as soon as we take one, you can try and jump on. Let's go to Steve in Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
How are you guys?
Great, Steve. How are you?
So working my way back was listening to the radio and things that happened. You're wishing upon a star for a first play, first drive touchdown. Mm. The Patriots decided to make a business decision and put Drake May in because of the fan reaction. They signed all their players from a 4-win season last year, and the Belichick crowd was chortling behind the scenes because somehow they need Bill Belichick, right? I'm working my way backwards now.
Yeah, how about we work a little faster?
Yeah, let's go. Come on. Pick up the pace.
Bill Belichick's in line for Robert Saleh's job. Bill Belichick somehow breaks away from this nonsense that's going on in Foxborough. He's right up to it, up to his head. This guy left his team in the shape that they're in.
Correct. Agreed. Oh, I thought he was done.
Well, he is now.
Whoopsies. He's done now. Sorry, Steve.
We got a line if you want to join us. Because
go ahead and jump in. But I don't know where that call
was going. It wasn't
going
anywhere.
Yeah. Bill Belichick, we don't care about Bill Belichick right now.
9781.
Unless he coaches the Jets.
9781 to respond to your assumption or whatever. I don't know what you did last segment, but you called everybody out. You're like, hey, all you people that didn't want Drake May, how can you not call him?
Yeah, right.
Well, they said, we ain't calling because the lines are busy.
That's a good point.
Why are
some people got through and they're not you.
Do we have some weird phone system that fast tracks the people that are happy that Drake May is playing and somehow eliminates the people that are mad that Drake May is playing? Because there should be people that are mad.
One just hopped on.
All right, we just got one. Now we're going to shoot him up to the front of the line. We'll get to all of you here, but Jason is in Providence. Go ahead, Jason.
I think whoever decided to put a rookie behind that line against the third-ranked defense should be fired. I don't know if it's Elliott Wolf, if it's Gerard Mayo, but unless Brissett is hurt and we don't know, for you to put that kid out there just to get absolutely annihilated this week is a fireable offense. I don't care who you are, how much they're paying you, you should be fired. It's the dumbest thing on earth.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jason. Thanks for your consistency. I appreciate that. Not just jumping on the Drake May bandwagon. That is a common refrain we've heard all year. You can't put him out there. He's going to get killed.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I thought the Patriots' offensive line was fine last week. I thought they were fine 2 days ago.
Well,
by their standards, two sacks on Brissett. He was running around a little bit, but he had time to throw, and I'd even say he had time to throw in that San Francisco game more often than in the past. Now, he's gotten pressured a lot. Sometimes he holds the ball a little too long, and that could be something that May does too. I don't know. We'll see.
He will.
But a fireable offense to put him out there, I disagree. It may be a fireable offense to have put a roster together that's this inept and that may put him in that kind of danger, but to put him out there, you have to put him out there. He's a football player. It's the NFL.
There's also the possibility that the person who put him out there can't be fired.
That too.
Because owners own permanently, unless
right.
they choose to remove themselves. Well, in rare cases, I guess if you're a racist or whatever, they'll take the team away from you. But other than that, owners don't get fired. And if your last name is Kraft and you made this decision, you're not getting fired. I also don't think it's that bad of a decision.
No.
You're going to play behind a bad offensive line. It's called the NFL. It's called football these days.
Most teams have bad offensive
right.
lines.
At all levels.
Sure, it seems like, yeah.
You watch Colorado. Their offensive line, not good, right?
Sucks, yeah.
Right? We watch the Patriots. Offensive line, not good. I hear high school coaches complain all the time. There's not enough linemen anymore. There's no linemen in the world. If you're going to be a quarterback, you learn to play behind a bad line.
Except the Chiefs. Chiefs got a good line.
Yeah, they do have a good line.
They're smart. They have a very good line. They invested in that line.
Yeah. They took your guy for $80 million, Joe Tooney.
Yep. They
took
drafted
a first round center. Didn't they take the center Humphrey?
Humphrey's
the first round?
A third rounder, I think. But yeah, he was. I think he was a third rounder. But yeah, he's a starter, and he started right away. So there you go. And
they have a guy that stinks too. The right tackle stinks. That Juwan Taylor that everybody wanted the Patriots to sign.
He moves early. Maybe every play. I've never seen a right tackle move
all the time.
Every play before the snap,
and he gets penalties. He gets holds. He's a waste of money.
I'm wrong. Creed Humphrey was a second round pick, but still, I mean,
we're
that's
both
a,
wrong.
That's a
so
high
that
pick.
Makes it
yeah.
perfect.
That is a high pick to use on an offensive lineman. He's been their starter since 2021 when he got drafted. Same year as Mac Jones, and he's been there ever since. And it seems like they're all operating at a high level, except you're right for that right tackle. 617-779-7937. Kevin's in the truck. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Never mind the offensive line talk. We finally have a reason to be excited. Mm. And I called my friend. I said, I don't care if May goes 7 for 20 for 50 yards and 2 picks. We got something to look forward to. Let's go, boys. This is it. Never mind what anyone else says. Let's go.
All right. Kevin in the truck is
at least until
speaking for a lot of people
on Sunday.
I think. That's right.
We can have excitement between now. So what do we have? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like 5 days of excitement to just build toward whatever we're going to see. Be frothing at the mouth. As Tom Brady used to say, get lubed up. Get out there. Tailgate. Talk to Fitzy pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Run in the stadium early. Don't wait till 1 o'clock. You want to see Drake May run out that tunnel, run down the field, fist pump, warm up. You want to cheer. Because then after that, I don't know. I can't promise you anything.
Yeah, after that, it may go very, very south very, very quickly. But that's not the point. The point is this moment right now,
yeah.
The run-up to this game, and anything that he does in the game, I'm not going to say is just gravy, obviously. You don't want him to go out there and completely embarrass himself, because I do think that there's still in the back of some people's mind, as excited as you are right now, that excitement can I don't want to say nosedive, but it can certainly take on a different form if it looks like he's completely overwhelmed. And that's a possibility. I mean, this is that kind of defense he's going against.
Well, I'm going to be an apologist because I like him and I'm rude. I'm a maniac. You mm-hmm. know that all along. Hashtag play Drake. The whole thing. Hasn't Jacoby Brissett looked overwhelmed at times?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's no different.
Right.
So
but we want him to be better than Jacoby Brissett, don't we?
Yeah, but I don't necessarily know that it's going to happen in the first game. He has no experience. He hasn't played. He didn't play a ton in the preseason. I would have liked more preseason action.
Me too.
He hasn't had as much mop-up duty as mm-hmm. we would have liked. Everybody's like, hey, San Francisco, how come he didn't play? You played him the week before. You could have played him. So I'm not going to jump to conclusions if he looks like Jacoby Brissett over, because Jacoby Brissett has as much experience as anyone, and he looked overwhelmed at times.
Yeah, he did. Jesse in New Bedford, go ahead.
Jesse. Hello.
Jesse.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, I know you guys wanted fans to call up and say, you know, say that, you know, they didn't want Drake May, all these people that were boasting about it. Did they know I did not call it? Because deep down inside, they know that this kid's going to be good and everybody's going to go back into work, because just like a lot of media people and fans, I think people just go back to negativity. And so this way, if he doesn't do good or the team, you know, I told you so. And it prevents them from getting hurt, like they're heartbroken. A lot of people have that wall. But, you know, other guys like Hart, myself, we have jumbo hearts. And we're all about this team doing good. The only way May's going to develop, he can still develop on the sidelines. And you know, in the locker room while he's playing. I hate to break it to everybody.
Yes.
You're going to get this guy on the field. He's going to grow with the team, grow with these young receivers. And then all the people are going to come out the woodworks and be like, yeah, I wanted him to start all along. Start the kid. Let's get this party started.
All right. Jesse! Thank you, Jesse. Just that corny joke aside.
That was good.
That was a pretty good call. What do you think that Drake May has learned through these five weeks here, backing up Jacoby Brissett? What do you think he's learned? Like, legitimately tangible things that he's learned through a month plus?
I think there's probably some technical crap.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of blitzes and protections and things
like that. Language and things like that, right, yeah.
Just seeing things week to week. I also think he's probably learned about the speed of the game. Like, holy crap, they're getting after Jacoby pretty fast.
Yeah.
You got to make a decision. You got to get out of there.
Learned a lot about that old line.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, and we're half joking, but we're half being truthful. I think he's the speed of the game, the physicality, the blitzes, the things that can go wrong, you know, the fine line between winning and losing, right? Like, he's witnessed. They've played some games on their terms and won. They've played other games kind of on their terms and still lost. Like, the value of plays in any given play. And I think there's some stuff, but I think all of that is like background knowledge.
Yeah.
He can't get the real knowledge he needs until he straps it on, jogs out there, his helmet, you freaking 5 o'clock freak. He straps on his helmet.
I didn't say anything.
He goes out there. And he takes real snaps with a real defense that's, by the way, really good. Everybody's the numbers are flooding. If you go over social media, if you want to feel good about Drake May's debut, I would urge you just stay off certain portions of social media tonight, because you're going to see all these like pressure statistics and stats about the Texans and them coming after him and how badly. Like, enjoy tonight. Don't analyze it until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Enjoy the excitement that is Drake May starting.
Stats are for nerds anyway. Tony's in Bridgewater. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, man, that guy from Palm River. Are you trying? He's a broken record. Put that dummy. Oh, boy, I can't stand that guy.
Okay.
I don't want to say, but listen.
I can't stand him either, Tony.
I've been listening for 5 years how bad the receivers are, blah, blah, blah. How does Hill look with Miami right now? You need a quarterback. Any of these dummies understand that you need a quarterback. The quarterback will make the coach look good, and these receivers – for the last 5 years. You seen Juju Smith-Schuster last night?
Sure did.
Okay. He sucked here. He's got a quarterback. Now he's a good receiver.
Yeah, it's and also the defensive back fell down on his route, but that helped too. Yeah, you're right.
Game.
He still had a big game.
No,
yeah,
still,
one game.
Yeah, but still, I've been hearing it for 5 years how they all suck.
They don't
all suck. Quarterback has sucked.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
Well, now he doesn't. Now he's Drake May.
Yeah.
I wish I could get Vince McMahon's voice like through AI to say like Drake May. That's kind of what I want.
Like in the way he says you're fired?
You're fired.
Drake May.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe pass on the Vince McMahon.
Yeah, maybe no Vince McMahon. Yeah. Right.
I know. I like the voice.
Can we get Diddy to say Drake May? Like, that'd be cool.
Let's go with Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer, that works.
No,
if you mention his name, he charges you.
Yeah, he charges you. I just got that.
We're finding more and more that if you're rich and famous, it's not as sooner or later you're going to be on the list of people you can't associate with. There's just too many of them. So maybe we'll just say Drake May. Andy Hart says Drake May. I'm clean.
All right. I think this is probably the last call we take in this segment. Rocco's on the Cape. Go ahead, Rocco.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, Rocco.
Hey. Now, listen. You know what? The last four games I've watched hurt. It hurt. I'm ready for this kid. Even if he does go out there and just, like, stink it up, at least it's something better. At least it's the future. It's the future. Let's go. Let's start the future out, and let's see what the kid can do.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no point in looking backwards. You know, this is, there's been a lot of that going on here. You got to look to the future, and this is the future. The future is now. Jacoby Brissett, I think, represented not necessarily the past so much, but maybe a link to it. You know, someone they were familiar with, someone who was here before, someone that they trusted and that they thought would be something other than what he was this year. I don't think anyone expected that Brissett would come out and look like this. I think I expected him to be better than this. I expected him to be somewhat competent and to be able to go out and lead scoring drives and maybe not win a game, but like single-handedly, but like be part of a team that can win more than one game in the first month plus. But it's just not happening. You know, like this is the type of team, this is the type of roster that needs good quarterback play, maybe great quarterback play to compete. And if they want to compete, that's how they're going to have to do it.
So we have factions everywhere. We have factions on the phone line. We have factions on the text line. We have factions in the Twitch chat. Do you think there are still factions in Gillette Stadium? Was this unanimous? Was this agreed to? Or, you know, a collaboration came to this agreement? Or are there some people like, you watch, he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you next week, he's going to get killed.
Brissett, like, this is the one who's saying that.
I feel like there might still be some holdouts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I believe everybody, whoever is in the structure, the Crafts, Wolf, Mayo, Van Pelt, McAdoo, I bet you they're not all 100% on board with this.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Jake's a great player.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to odds and ends, and maybe we'll take another phone call or two right after this.
14 days to Banner 18.
Banner number 18 has been secured. We did it!
Talk about the repeat here.
What they going to say now?
This is WEEI.
All right, normally here we do odds and ends, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Instead. I think we do a lightning round. Haven't done the lightning round in a while.
Let's go.
Let's blow through these calls. We got full phone lines, and I'd imagine that there's going to be full phone lines most of the night as well. With who's on tonight? Do we know?
KJ Lyons.
KJ and Lyons,
until
I'm sure. Keep it going for them. We got a full 4-hour show of KJ and Lyons tonight. But right now, let's just get to it. Let's go right through these calls as fast as you can. You get 30 seconds to make your point, and then we move on to the next one. Let's start with Gus up in Manchester, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Gus.
Hey, guys. So basically all I want to say is if you're going to blame anyone, blame the ownership. They've spent the least in the NFL during the offseason. That's the product you get. And if you want to speak with your wallet. This is the first year I won't be going to Gillette in years, and I hope more people follow.
Okay, well, that's your call if that's what you want to do. It's a weird take to have now on May Day. I think that everybody else is a little more excited to go to Gillette now and do that. But, again, I appreciate consistency. I do. And if this is something that turned you off to the team because you didn't like the way the offseason went and you didn't like how they drafted a quarterback and then put nothing around him, which is a pretty strong argument here that that's exactly what happened, then, yeah, fine. Stick to your guns. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun, though.
Doesn't sound fun.
This is a week where you can get excited.
But that's what consistency is all about. Let's go to Chris in Worcester. Go ahead, Chris.
Reactionary decision, and I want to hear Mayo's comments tomorrow during his press conference. I want to know what the decision was going into this. That's what I want to hear. Thank you.
All right. Thanks
Agreed.
For the call, Chris.
I think that's going to be really interesting. Why now? What changed the plan? Was this really the plan? How much did the struggles really affect it? Blah, blah. Like, there's some splaining to do, as they say.
Yeah, and we asked Schefter about it like three different ways each, I think. But like he sort of came. Well, Monday is when I started getting the text messages.
Yep.
Monday is when I started hearing these things. I don't know who Schefter's sources are, but I know that they're good. Just like I know rap sheets are good. And I'd imagine that this is something that there was probably a lot of internal debate about, right? Like, we can't keep going like this. We have careers. We want to try and, at the very least, turn things around this season. It's my first time as a head coach. It's my first time as an offensive coordinator. My first time as a GM. Everybody, it's their first time. And they don't want to look like failures, right? They don't want to look like they're not right for the job. They don't want to look like they're the wrong guy. And so far, with a season like this and an unwatchable team, there's a lot of first-time coaches out there. And some of them, you know, like Harbaugh, it's not a first-time coach, but you know what I mean. It's a lot of guys now taking over teams for the first time, and they are not looking like this. You know, they're not looking like this in Atlanta with Raheem Morris. They're not looking like this in other places. And I just think that that's something that matters. And I think that, in general, when you have a lot of people all doing a job for the first time, you want to put your best foot forward, and they clearly didn't do that this year. Now they have a chance to.
And there was probably some pressure elsewhere as well. Because I also always, you know, you say Mayo, Wolf, and Van Pelt, my first time. There's also this weirdness of, like, how involved is Jonathan? Is he taking over the reins? Is this his first time?
Is he the GM? Really?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But I don't even want to go down that. Just, is he running the show more sort of unilaterally, right? Robert is more like emeritus. Like, he's still the figurehead and the guy, but... are you transitioning to the Jonathan Kraft era of the Patriots? And that he's part of this. He's part of the Drake May. He's part of the hiring, the whole thing, the power structure, the collaboration, the changes. So he has something to lose here, too, in the terms of credibility and the transition of power at the very top of the organization.
Yeah, and I'd say everybody's been taking a beating so far, especially them. You
How
know?
Could you like, not? They're unwatchable.
No plan for Tom Brady. No plan for Gronkowski. No plan for Bill Belichick. Like, none of these. Like, it seems like... you know, as owners, well, you just stumbled into a really lucky 20 years here, and you stuck with those guys for as long as you could. You know, that's a real... these guys care about that
stuff.
You
just stumbled into something again.
Oh, yeah?
You're good at stumbling.
I'm a good stumbler.
Must be all that drinking in college.
Probably.
They didn't have a plan for Brady. They didn't have a plan for Belichick. They didn't have a plan for Gronkowski. What have they told us all offseason they've had?
A plan.
A plan.
Yeah.
So you can't claim we didn't have a plan. We had a plan, a very specific plan for this quarterback that is the key to the franchise. This is not one of those big... they had a plan for the head coach, didn't they?
Yeah.
For 5 years?
5 years.
Dating all the way back to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
These are not Belichick's Patriots. Belichick's Patriots didn't have plans. The Krafts taking back their team has plans.
Yeah.
Good job by you.
Thank you. Steve is in the car. Go ahead, Steve.
You know, Alex Van Pelt is vanilla at best. Yeah. The offense is painful. I hope they have a different schematic or plan for this kid, or else we're going to see the same thing with just a different quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, they're two completely different style quarterbacks. You know, May's a waggle. He's got an arm on him. You know, we need more run-pass options. I hope it changes. I hate to see this kid get his head taken off.
I'd hate to see that too, obviously, but in terms of the play calling, I think that that's a good point. Like, this has not been a very creative offense. It's been an easy offense to scheme against, and they haven't been able to put up points and sustain drives and all of that. Part of it's the QB play, but I think a lot of it also is to do with the play calling. Play calling has been very vanilla, very basic, despite what Brissett told us a couple weeks ago. I mean, we all know what we're seeing here.
I think you will absolutely see snippets of this offense right away on Sunday that are more tailored to Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it from the preseason clip we ran, his touchdown.
Right.
I don't think you're doing that with Jacoby Brissett. You ran a zone read. He pulls, and he's dancing into the end zone like he's LaDainian Tomlinson finger rolling. You'll see some of those zone reads in this offense now. It won't just be the wide zones to the running backs. And I would argue some of the aspects will just look better. They're still going to run the wide zone boot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might see more production out of those because, A, he's more athletic, throws better on the run, can take those deep shots off of that, which I think will be valuable for this offense, those deep overs and things of that nature. I'm intrigued to see what Alex Van Pelt can do with a little bit more to work with.
Yeah.
A little bit more options in his toolbox.
Yeah, me too. Texter in the 603 says they had a concept of a plan. Concept of a plan. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Paul is in Quincy. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how are you? First of all, I'm tired of hearing that he might get hurt argument. It's the NFL.
Same.
You can get hurt any time. I think this is a good week to start him because Houston can score points, and we need to score points to stay with him. I'm tired of watching a team that's scoring 12 points a game. I'm expecting to win, but I hope I'm entertained. Maybe Snake and Sneak went out next week, even though Jacksonville's spending 2 weeks in London. They don't have to travel. But I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this, seeing what the future is. You know, and I hope the kid plays well.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for the call, Paul, a.k.a. Jackson from the morning show is who that it sounded exactly like.
That it did.
That guy sounded exactly like Jackson from the morning show.
Do you think it was?
Does he have like a secret name? Is he like Paul?
Well,
Paul
it was a big thing where they caught him. He had like a burner, like
he had a burner
Twitch
account
burner.
On Twitch.
Yeah, and he was texting into the show like, Jackson's so good at his job.
he claimed it was his fiancé, Bart.
Wow. I didn't know any of that. That's interesting. That sounded exactly like Jackson.
It
and Jackson has a distinct way of speaking. And I know that because the first time I met him, I did not think he was from America. I thought he was from some other place.
Where did you think he was from?
I thought English was his second language. I don't know. I just, the way he
spoke. Babe.
His accent is so strong, I thought he was from, like, another place. I swear I told him this.
The only thing that was weird about that call is...
He's like, I'm from Hyde Park. And I was like, whoa, wait, what?
It was a straight sports call. Like,
yeah,
it was. No, like, the only thing this show is lacking is a better producer or something. Like, there was no reference.
Like a handsome, redheaded person with a funny accent
who doesn't play music beds behind reeds and screws up hard.
Yeah, that. All right, that's it. That's all the time we have here today. Very eventful show, more so than I was expecting when we walked in here. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We won't talk to Schefter because we talked to him today, but we will have 4 hours to talk about the Patriots, about Drake May, about everything. Everything's on the table, and we'll talk to you then. Stick around. Lions and KJ coming your way. They'll have you until 10 o'clock, so keep it going for them on the phone lines. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.